Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's Friday, so make sure you're listening to Friday Morning for your chance to get those tickets. All right, let's get to Dirty Work, shall we?
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, my friend told me that you guys call people who ghosted somebody. Is that true?
Yeah, actually, yes, it is. We've done it before. Did you get ghosted?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so tell us the story.
Okay, so on Friday night, I was out with some friends, and we went to the main in Norfolk, and I noticed this cute guy, and he's sort of staring at us. So, well, I'm kind of the brave one of our group because I have nothing to lose. So I walked over to him and I was like, you know, you'd get a lot farther if you quit staring at us and just bought us all drinks. And he starts laughing and he's like, okay, I guess that means I'm buying. And I was like, yeah. So anyway, we end up talking and eventually he asks for my number and I give it to him. And then towards the end of the night, he's like, it was really great meeting you. Can I see you again? And I was like, sure. What do you have in mind? So he asked, you know, what am I doing Saturday night? And I tell him, oh, we're going to the Norva because they're having this a 90s throwback party. So he's like, sounds good. Can I meet you there? And I'm like, sure.
I remember I was in Norfolk on Saturday. I was like, is there a costume party I missed or something?
Yeah, they had a 90s cover band and everybody dressed up for it. It was awesome.
Okay. So and did he meet you there?
He did, and we had an awesome time, amazing. We were, you know, just drinking and dancing the whole time and talking about music, and I tell him, you know, I need to go to the Warped Tour in July, and he's like, I can get us tickets from work. So I was like, cool. So we make plans to do that, and then at the end of the night, he stayed at my place. And,
hold on. Did you hook up?
Some stuff happened. Yeah, some good stuff happened.
Okay, some stuff. All right, so continue.
So the next morning, he takes me to breakfast, which I thought was really nice. And then he told me that he would work on the Warped tickets and that he would, you know, text me later that night. So I was like, great.
Okay, so and that was on Sunday.
Yes.
And I take it he didn't text you.
No.
No. Okay. And you haven't heard from him since then?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Ashley. Is this really being ghosted? I mean, it's only been like 3 days.
I know. I don't know.
Well, here's the part that bothers me. So I texted him on Monday just saying, you know, oh, I thought I was going to hear from you last night. Did you forget? And he writes me back, who is this?
Ooh.
Yeah, and so I'm like, ha ha, that's very cute. Who is this? You shouldn't play with a woman's emotions. It's dangerous. And he writes me back, I have no idea who this is, but I don't think that I'm the person you're looking for. Sorry. So then I'm like, I'm double checking my phone because at this point I'm like, wait a second, am I crazy? And, you know, do I have the wrong number? And I look at the phone and it's definitely the same number because our texts from the weekend were still there.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, you're not serious, right? Because this is not funny. And then literally he just never writes back.
Okay, so he made it clear that he was ghosting you then. Did you try calling the number instead of texting?
I did. I actually did. And I wasn't going to, but then yesterday I was stuck in traffic anyway. So I was like, I'll just call and see, let me see what happens. And at that point it just went straight to voicemail.
Okay. Was it his voice on the voicemail?
No, it was just, you know, the person you're calling isn't here. Please right. leave a message. Just like a machine.
Okay,
yeah.
So what would you like us to do for you? Find out why you got ghosted?
I mean, I kind of like to know, you know, why you not only sleep with a woman, but then you take her out to breakfast the next day and make plans to hang out with her again, and then you ghost her. I mean, I know, I understand what a one-night stand is. Like, I get that, but this did not feel like that at all, like, any part of it in any way. Like, and I guess I want to know what I did that made him decide, you know, I'm never talking to her again. Like,
okay.
Did I do something? You know.
You still have this guy's number, correct?
I do, yes. And he doesn't answer when I call.
Okay, well, maybe he'll answer when we do, and then we can find out what his deal is. What is his name, anyways?
His name's Dave.
Okay, so let's call up old Davey boy here when we come back.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Dave, please?
Who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. Is this Dave?
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. Did I win something?
Maybe. But you got to answer a couple of questions for us first. You think you can do it?
I can sure try.
Okay, so first of all, what did you do this past weekend? Like, did you go out to eat anywhere? Did you take in a movie? Did you watch some basketball?
I did watch some basketball. I did not go out to eat. Let's see. I went to a concert dance party thing at the Norma.
Okay, that was on Saturday night, right? The 90s thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gosh, don't ask me the band name, though. I can't even remember.
No, it has nothing to do with the band. It's not the band we wanted to ask you about. It's the girl you went home with that night. Do you remember that part?
Maybe. What is this about?
So she shared her story about the whole thing and says that you ghosted her. And don't worry, Dave, this isn't some witch hunt or anything. She's not even mad about it. She says she's not even going to bother you over it. The thing is, she does want to know if she said something or did something wrong that made you ghost her. Like, she feels like things were going good, but maybe she said or did something that upset you, and that's why you ghosted.
No, guys. She didn't do anything wrong. She was really sweet.
Okay, so if she was really sweet, why the ghost maneuver? Like, she said you guys had plans to go to another concert later this summer.
Yeah, not so much.
Okay. So is there a reason why you feel that way?
I mean, I can tell you, but I'm honestly not sure if you guys are going to believe me.
Well, let me tell you something. We've heard some pretty weird reasons before, so.
Okay, so I'm sort of married.
Oh.
And for my birthday this past weekend, my wife gave me the whole weekend off from being married.
Oh, okay. So you say you got the weekend off. Do you mean like a hall pass off? Like, for this weekend only, you're no longer married?
That's exactly what I mean.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. So your wife, who you're married to, for your birthday said, go out there and sleep with whoever you want to, but it's only for this weekend.
Only for this weekend, and after it's over, I can't continue communicating with anyone. That's the arrangement.
Oh, so you could go out there and mess around, but once midnight on Sunday hits, Cinderella has to leave the party.
Yes, and I'm not allowed to talk to any girl that I might meet while I'm, you know, temporarily single.
I guess. So that's why you cut her off then.
That was the rule, so yeah.
Wow. I can't believe your wife, like, even let you do something like that.
Well, she's a really great wife, and I've done it for her, too. I'm telling you, saved your marriage to do stuff like that once in a while.
No. I think that's disgusting.
Well, I mean, it's not for everybody, that's for sure.
Okay, so now we know.
Yep. Now you know.
Okay. All right, then. Thanks, Dave.
Sure, no problem.
No, wait, don't hang up on him. Wait, do me a favor. Wait, is he still listening?
Yeah, you want me to put him on hold?
Yeah.
Shaggy, he's on too. Put him on hold real quick.
No problem.
Dave, don't hang up. We got to talk to you about something else.
I don't believe him. I think he is lying.
You think he's lying?
I think he's lying.
So you don't think the wife knows?
No, I don't think he has this hall pass, this little arrangement with his wife. But I have an idea.
What is your idea?
I think, prove me wrong, let's call his wife. Let's see. Which, I mean, because if it's true, she'll be like, oh, yeah, that's what
it is. No, we should leave his wife out of this. I don't think this involves
it. No, but if he's lying on his wife and his marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a liar.
Yeah, that's true. So you think,
because he even said that he's let her do it.
Yeah.
Like,
so you think if we call his wife,
yes,
she, and we say, well, how about that hall pass?
She's going to be like, oh, yeah, he let me do it one time. And,
right.
But I don't think it's
so. You think she's going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I'm kind
100%.
I wonder if that's it. I wonder if his wife was really out of town for the weekend and there was no hall pass. He just.
See, now you're starting to understand.
No, you're not naive anymore. I don't believe that. He did sort of say
it in confidence.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of said it with his chest out.
All right, so put money in the pot right now. Was there really a hall pass or wasn't there? Because we're going to call the wife.
I don't think there was a hall pass.
All right.
We got to somehow get Dave's wife's phone number.
I can get it. Oh, don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I guess we'll try to call her when we come back.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. We finally got a hold of Dave. That's the guys. We got a hold of his wife. And why don't you explain the conversation that you had?
Well, actually, give me 10 minutes. All right, so...
In 20 minutes, I'll tell you.
I spoke to his wife. I called her yesterday morning because we were trying to get her on yesterday morning. But she worked somewhere where she couldn't be on her phone. So she's like, call me around noon. Well, when I called her around 12 o'clock, she had absolutely zero idea about the hall pass.
Really? So she...
When I tell you the level, I asked her nicely, did she want to come on the radio with us this morning?
Yeah.
She was so humiliated that he would sit there and say on the radio that his wife gave him a hall pass. She was more humiliated that he said she's done it too.
Yeah.
And she said, not true. She's never cheated on a husband. And she was like, I don't know where to go from here.
So she did not want to come on with us today?
No.
Okay.
And I asked, but out of respect for her, she didn't ask for her husband to lie either. So she just...
I just gotta say.
But then I asked her, though. I did say, is it okay if we tell everybody your side? She said her biggest thing was she wanted people to know she never cheated, nor did she give him a hall pass.
Okay.
I was right.
Here comes the
everybody
Ashley.
Everybody hated me, but you're wrong!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.